and F.
Awesome!
Podcast.
Hey man, you wanna play some video games?
Scott!
Bob! Let's go!
On your mark, get set, terrible.
And welcome to another episode of Daddy Waifu.
I mean the BNS Awesome Podcast.
I'm gonna murder Scott.
I get it.
He's like, life comes with ups and downs, and being murdered in a justified manner is just one of those.
It's just one of those things that happens, and you got to kind of live with it.
You got to take it, the good with the bad, the happy with the sad.
The wins with the losses. The Liam Neesons.
With the Gary Buseys.
With the Gary Buseys. But yeah, hi, Bob. How's things? Other than wanting to kill me.
See, now I think they've delayed it because now it says it's going to be open next Friday. So maybe they were planning on this Friday. Things just didn't work out.
Okay, we were trying to go to Boss or to the new Domino's in the town close to us, Fernie, BC.
Fernie, BC, where all the yuppies live.
Where all the freaking yuppies live. That's 100% correct, Bob. But.
There's going to be some old town miners in there that are very upset by you saying that. They're not going to be upset with me saying it, but they'll be upset with you saying
it. I don't mind it. Hey, Fernie has a bunch of yuppies. Come at me, bro. They're not even part of the Elk Valley anymore. I don't consider Fernie a part of Elk Valley because it's all full of yuppies that have only lived here for 5 years.
5 years, that's a long time for the yuppies.
I know. But anyways, we were going to go to Domino's and like get
Which
food.
Ironically, the uppies really hate going in there.
I know. Like there's been so much hate online about Domino's. And they're like, support the local fast food restaurants. And you're like, well, but.
Remember when Fernie had a Domino's and Campbell worked there?
I worked at that Domino's.
I know. And like everyone goes on about all the reasons, but literally that night when it was abandoned, me and my friends went in to get a pizza. We opened the door. Nobody was in the restaurant. We're like, what the hell's going on in here?
That's great. Yeah, I could totally see that. I worked there. They're like, this is this new establishment, blah. And it's like, you do know Domino's was an establishment. Like, maybe 10 years ago here, 15 at the max. Anyways, this is like...
See, that's the problem when people have only lived there for a little bit, but they didn't realize that, you know, by the Schmitty's, there was a Domino's.
There was a Domino's in the back of Schmitty's. Anyways, this is... Yeah. So anyways...
Support Schmitty's. Get your local breakfast. It's like a Denny's, but better.
It's like a Denny's with less diarrhea. But...
Yeah, it's been years since I've been to a Schmitty's, but they're not like it's a
not
diner.
Horrible.
It's a diner.
It's kind of nice, yeah. I don't mind Schmitty's every once in a while. Yeah, Schmitty's, if you hear this, big fans, would love the sponsorship.
If someone put a gun to my head and said Schmitty's or Mr. Mike, every single time I would say Schmitty's.
Right? You're like, well, good job, Mr. Mike.
Mr. Mike.
Wait,
see
one
your
second.
Stupid viral promoting.
1 second. I must say Mr. Mike's like they have, like, these garlic French fries. Garlic cheese French. Fuck, they're good. They're really good.
Is it better than the Rum Runner stuff?
No. It's just franchise shit, right?
Yeah, but like, the Rum Runners, I didn't think it would be, like, great food. But it was better than I thought it would be.
It's not bad. So. But anyways, we were going to go to Domino's. We kind of planned for it last night to go there. My wife's schedule didn't line up with everybody else's.
So, I like to point out, on our second day off, I was going to Lethbridge. And then he said, oh, I'm also going to Lethbridge. And then I was like, hey, we should meet up. And he said, no, I'm too busy. And then I said, all right, I'll just head back to the Elk Valley so I can meet up with him. And then when I get back to Elk Valley, you're like, oh, I'm still in Pincher Creek.
I'm still in Pincher Creek because my wife needs to do more shopping here now. Because the one store didn't have what she wanted. So she needs to go to the other store. So that's my wife for you. I love her to death, but... The planning situation for what I have planned, what she has planned, are two totally different things.
And now today, I'm being abandoned for somebody else. He's like, oh, I have to make time to hang out with other people.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Prior engagement. Already said, let's hang out this day.
Also, like, all the other prior engagements for me, those could be passed off.
We didn't have prior engagement. Yesterday was a prior engagement. That was totally just a fucking shit show.
See how it is? He can edit this out so it won't be said, but
I'm still gonna say it.
I'm gonna say Bob plans have to be canceled. Other people's plans, they need to be maintained. They are critical. They cannot be canceled.
These are critical plans. Critical plans. Brought on by critical plans. No. I felt bad yesterday because I was like, fuck, like we're, it was like, what time did you text me? 6:45? Something like that?
We could go through the records.
It was like 6:45 and I was just like, I don't even have the energy now. It was just, but as I said, the plan was to go check out Domino's. We drove past it when we were coming home and I was like, I don't think Domino's is even open.
It was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be, but in reality it wasn't. I was like, this is weird, because I figured you would have went. Not wait for me. Horrible idea. Waiting on my silly ass. Anyways, but yeah, so we just found out Domino's is not open today.
It'll be open in next Friday, yeah. Supposedly.
So this is, that was a fun rant about Domino's. And my terrible, misguidedness, I guess.
Yes, we'll go with that.
What have you been doing?
Well, I'm going to be on hiatus because unless plans change, I'm going to be in the Orient for 20 days.
And I bet you look excited about it.
Anything to get out of this hellhole of people canceling play. I mean,
how excited are you, though? Because it's been a while.
It's been 3 years.
3 years. And you are 4 or 5 times yearly?
I usually like to go on my days off if there's like a movie premiere. I'm just like, I'm going to Tokyo on days off. Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, boys. You think this is a joke. This is not a joke. I have literally seen Bob leave for 4 days and come back.
I'm just going to go out and say this. If the flights are cheap, going to Tokyo on your days off for a movie premiere coming out is pretty gossip.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty fucking big dick swinging. What did you do on days off? I just went to a movie premiere. Oh, that's cool. Where? Tokyo. Where the fuck?
I like to point out, there's a difference, like, just if I'm taking a trip to Tokyo, that's I'm taking a trip. If I'm going to Japan, I'm going to be exploring the countryside, yes, and other places. But if I'm going to Tokyo for a couple of days,
you're
like,
just going there to
for
see some cool
shit. 3 to 8 days in that range, it's like, I'm just going to Tokyo.
Just going to see some cool shit. So is it just you going?
No, my mom's coming with me.
Nice. That'll be fun.
We're going to go down to Kyushu and explore down there for a bit.
Is that the, like, little bit warmer climate down there?
Yes, it's not as warm as Okinawa, but it's the southerner island.
Yeah. No, that's cool. You seem genuinely very excited about it.
I want to go to Fukuoka and see what they got there. See how many wildcats there are.
Yeah, go find some wildcats. Take some pictures of some wildcats.
Just try to interview them. All the wildcats usually just run away. They're like, oh my God, a foreigner, run away.
Hello, cat. Do you eat cat food? Meow.
Exactly.
So that's exciting. Are you going to go see any movies there?
Yes, I'm going to go see a movie that's coming out.
The Monarch, that one? Or the new...
That's an Apple TV series.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You're going to be waiting in theaters. When is that Legends of Monarch or whatever coming out? You'll be like, I want to see that movie with Kurt Russell.
I have not. It doesn't even show up on my... Never mind. Are you going to go see the new Godzilla?
Yes, that is the movie I'm going there to see.
It looks fantastic.
It's minus one.
It's minus one?
Godzilla minus one.
Oh.
It's a contemporary piece about Godzilla trying to become the world's greatest figure skater, is my understanding.
Ah. I heard Gary Busey's in this one.
No, like, there's been a couple of people just like on certain sites putting out very spoiler-free reviews. Some people are saying it's the opposite of Shin is a happy movie, and other people saying it's despair beyond despair. So,
what?
I really don't
How
know
can
what
you
I
have
want.
Such conflicting things. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Look at how we review things compared to other people. So, you know, it's hard.
That'd be like reviewing Spit Cup and being like, it was so happy. She spit in the cup. Or being like, oh, it was so sad. They disappeared. I feel like it's like, oh, no, it was a good blend of, like, emotions in that.
All I know is I'm pretty excited to see what Toho has done with a Godzilla movie.
Oh man, that's I'm super excited for you to go there. I don't mind you being
The last three Godzilla movies out of Toho were a little like the first two were okay, and they got progressively
Which ones
worse.
Were they?
Those were the animated ones.
Oh, that was the Netflix Netflix series where
I'd like to point out it's not a series. They were theatrically released movies. I saw them in theater.
Oh yeah, you did too, didn't you? Yeah. No, the ones that lost out to Ready Player One for best Godzilla Mega Godzilla movie of the year.
That's a real weird situation. Right? Ready Player One was a better Mega Godzilla movie in my thought than the, you know, Machine City Godzilla movie.
Oh man, it's
there was a significant lack of Mecha Godzilla in the Mecha Godzilla movie.
That's so strange that you would bring up Mecha Godzilla. Look at, we have a Mecha Godzilla action figure. Look at best Mecha Godzilla movie of the year.
It was.
You want to know what's funny?
It was very subversive to have a Mecha Godzilla movie with no Mecha Godzilla. Like that was like peak Rian Johnson. I'm gonna subvert expectations.
It was like a. It was the caveat of Mechagodzilla being there was there, but he just never showed up.
Well, he was the city.
He was a living, breathing city.
Yeah, it was a living metal city. That was the whole. It was the whole business.
Sounds like the stupidest thing ever.
You never watched all three of the movies, have you?
No, it was hard getting through the first one.
See, I like the first one. The first one was like, if you were supposed to rate them, it would be number one, number two, number three, in that order.
In that order. In no specific order, that order.
Like,
so,
like the third one's just, I don't know.
Awful.
I'm glad they were made and I'm glad they exist, but then you read the novels and like, you think about how much the budget was strangled and how much they had to cut back and take things out. And you're just like, how did they anticipate someone to, how did they expect Urobuchi to succeed with both arms behind his back?
Like a chicken. He had to peck at the ground with his with his chicken beak.
It's just a shame because like they're
flying.
There are good ideas and interesting parts that could have been in that movie, but they're just like, nah.
So it's the Justice League of Godzilla movies.
Kinda.
That's terrible. Release the Snyder Cut.
But exactly.
Yeah, that's
it's,
what
it's pretty much the same what they did to Snyder, what happened with Urobuchi.
Man, that's horrible. That's crazy. Well, that's fucking wicked news, Bob. I'm super excited for you to go there.
Yep. I'm going to, because, you know, my Scott, you always pay attention to things. We're going to go get some Fukuoka-style ramen as opposed to Hokkaido-style ramen.
Hokkaido-style, yeah.
Because I know you have difficulty differentiating between types of ramen.
I 100% do, but I'm super, like, that's your favorite ramen, right?
My favorite ramen is Kamakura. It's an interesting place.
So, I'm sure you're going to hit Kamakura.
Of course, but they don't have any Kamakuras that far south.
Well, you hit it up in Tokyo. I'm sure you're going to land in Tokyo.
Yes, we're going to land at a different airport. So, apparently it's a private train line up close to Shinagawa, and then just take the Yamanote over.
That sounds wicked.
Well, here's my question. I guess we could edit this out, but what are your plans? Are you still going to that jungle in January?
No. So we don't need to edit this out. My family and I are planning to go to Thailand probably not next year, but the year after. So.
And you're still sticking with Thailand?
We're still sticking with Thailand, as far as I know. Everything I've read into government websites.
They're going to eat him alive. He's going to be eaten by a tiger.
Yeah, you just don't go to tiger sanctuaries and be like, I want to pet the big cutie.
Why not? What's the problem with that? I pet big cuties all the time.
I feel like it's a bad idea when you're in a foreign country to be like, I really want to swim with that shark.
Well, that's just crazy.
Hey.
Big kitties are much safer than big fish.
Yeah, that's true. So that's the plan for us. I think this year we're going to try and go to Oregon. Go all down the Oregon coast. Go check out that.
That's where that loser Matt Groening's from.
Is he?
He's from Oregon.
We're going to go check out, I think it's Estonia, where they film the Goonies.
I was like, he's going to the country of Estonia?
I'm going to give my wife a Superman shirt and some suspenders. And a captain's hat?
Hey, you guys! Yeah, that's pretty much why I was looking at you in stunned shock.
I'll give my kid all that stuff.
Baby Ruth! Baby Ruth! Chunk! Love! Sloth! Woo! Mama!
Sorry, I could go on all day. I love the Goonies.
I could see that.
I love the Goonies. Chunk! Do the truffle shuffle! No, I don't want to! Do it! You're not coming in! If you have not seen... Okay, let's just review the Goonies, like just a mini review. That movie is a 10 out of 5 ghosts. It is so good. It has Rudy. It has Thanos. It has freaking what's his name? Dr. Jones.
Short round. That's your qualification for getting 10 out of 5 is just having actors.
Oh, man, it's so good. You just have Rudy. You're like, well, perfect. Done. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 7.
10 out of 5.
10 out of 5. Yeah, I love the Goonies. And I just want to take, I think that'll be fun. Take the family down there. Go check it out. Maybe hit into California. I haven't been to California yet, so it's on my little map to check out.
Oh, right. You went to Florida.
Yes. We went to the good Disney World.
As opposed to Disneyland.
Honestly, I've talked to so many people, and they're like, oh, yeah, like you can walk around California in a day. Disney, California?
I thought you meant you could walk around California. I was like, you can walk around the state of California
one day. In a day. My name is A-Train. I'm from The Boys. If you haven't seen The Boys, I'm A-Train. I went around California in a day. I heard it's like really small compared to Disney World.
That's a factual statement. Yes, it was designed smaller. Like Disney World is much larger, but you know,
Disney World was fantastic. I absolutely loved it.
What are you, some kind of like Disney apologist? What are you, like some kind of casual? Yeah. You're like, oh, I like everything Disney's doing. I think they should continue running things into the ground.
I think that they should light this truck on fire and just let it burn right here. No,
this guy's a Bob Iger fan. He's a Bob Iger fan.
Bob Iger and me are best friends. That's who I'm hanging out with today, Bob. Not you, Bob Iger.
I knew it. I told Chapek that's what was happening. He wouldn't listen.
I knew it. God damn it, I should have went with my gut.
I'm going to go, me and Chapek are going to get a bunch of dynamite, and we'll be right back. We'll make you two rue the day.
Rue the day. So, no, that's our plan, is go down all of Oregon, go to Seattle maybe.
Well, and then just northern California?
Yeah, just check out the nice area of California from what I was told.
That's both an accurate and inaccurate statement.
Yeah, so then just do that top piece and then maybe, I don't know, come back, maybe go through Utah and all that jazz.
Hit Spokane, the big city.
Big Spokane City. No, I've been to Spokane too many times. It's not that cool.
You know, it's one of those things that, like, I like Kalispell more than I like Spokane.
Spokane reminds me of Detroit. I've never been to Detroit, but I feel like it would have the same, like, feel.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
I have spent some time in Spokane. It's not the worst. I like some of the stuff there, but... Someone put a gun to my head again and said, Kalispell or Spokane? I'm going to say Kalispell.
I like Kalispell, actually. I really like Kalispell. It's nice down there. That's my plan. I haven't really been doing much, man. We went to a concert. Went to Vancouver to a concert. We went somewhere.
What are you, some kind of like high-flying socialite going around these fancy places?
Yeah.
Traveling around, leaving the valley. Leaving the valley? You ain't no valley boy, son.
Son? Oh, get my shovel. So yeah, no, me and my wife went out there for my birthday. We hung out, went and saw my cousin. He took us to like all the fantastic spots. Him and his wife were like so awesome. We had so much fun with them. We went to Ramadambo, which I know isn't the best ramen.
It just makes me smile that you confuse that Ramen Danbo or Danbo Ramen with Santoka.
But It was still
totally different style.
It was still very good. Okay, give me this though. Similar restaurant. Like, what I remember was the black outside with the red trim around it.
It was black and white.
Was it?
It's okay. Santoga.
Well, I remember black and red.
He's colorblind. He doesn't know the difference between white and red.
I'm colorblind. So, anyways.
He just guesses. He knows black and white and gray. That's all he knows.
Shades of gray. So, yeah, no, we had a fantastic time there, man. It was good. Concert was really good. Only crappy thing is I left my headphones there, which really sucked. But that's my own stupidity. Yeah, no, it was a really great birthday. Actually, we stayed up.
You left the headphones at the concert?
No, at my cousin's house. But we...
In theory, couldn't you, like...
He could totally send them to me. He will send them to me. I just sucked. I was like, oh, dang, I left my headphones there. But his wife and him and me and my wife, we all just sat around and for my birthday. We played Mario Kart. Just crushed some Mario Kart and drank some beers. And it was fantastic. We had a really good time.
Kind of picks up.
It's ASMR by Bob Mustache Rubs.
I don't even know what ASMR is. I
don't know what it stands for.
But like you see it with everything these days. It's like they put it on everything. It's not just sounds even. It's like I'm unboxing ASMR or figure painting ASMR or whales fighting ASMR. I don't know what it is. I suppose I could just Google it, but I really don't care.
No, this is whale fighting ASMR.
All I know is my cats are annoying. They never stop fighting when I forget to leave the door open. Then by the time you go to grab them, they've run into the bed. And then you kind of close your eyes again. They jump up and start fighting on you again.
Bob, you have a perfect opportunity to make money.
Cat fighting ASMR.
Cat fighting ASMR. We could do hobo fighting ASMR. Oh, wait. If we're not allowed to do that. That guy dressed up as Dr. Phil. He went on the Dr. Phil show about it.
Yeah,
it
was the funniest thing. He dressed up with that and he called him a hypocrite.
Yeah, he totally called him a hypocrite. It was pretty funny. But yeah, no, we haven't really been doing much. The boys, you've watched some of it, right?
Yeah, I see they got that fancy spinoff now.
Yeah, Gen V, I was checking that out. Man, is that ever fantastically done.
I
enjoy it. I believe it's just by itself. I don't think Gen V was a comic before. But, man, is it ever well done? I like all the actors in it. Honestly, I give it 4.5. Four. I give it a solid 4. We haven't watched all the way through. But I give it a solid 4 out of 5 ghosts. Also, Bob, guess what I'm still playing?
What?
Starfield.
I don't believe that. Were you playing like a minute a day?
Maybe.
I told people we were playing Starfield and they laughed. I'm not going to say who I asked and who asked me which question to protect their, you know.
It was Garrett. No,
it wasn't Garrett. It was going to protect their identities. And they said, well, what are you guys playing? I said, well, you know, I'm not playing much. And like, oh, what about Scott? I said, he's playing Starfield. And then they laughed. They laughed like this.
Why did they laugh? Pieces of shit. If you're listening to this, you piece of shit. Why are you laughing, huh? How did Bob say this shit to my face?
Well, if you worked in the department was more easily accessible, I think people would say these things to your
weak face. Sauce. There's weak sauce. Come on down to the... See me. Coming at you like a tiger monkey. I can't fight, but your leg will sure hurt when I kick you. Broke Bob again. Okay, one of the funniest things ever is breaking you through text message.
Well, it's just so stupid, I can't take it anymore.
It was so funny.
I'll read the transcript and see what people think about this.
Okay, where did it start at?
Let's see.
No, that's not it. I thought that was so funny.
Your dog's still using his mental power to control you. Supposedly, Fernie Domino's opens Friday. I got to hit Lethbridge probably tomorrow. Quick trip to AMA and Home Depot, I think. We're also going to Lethbridge tomorrow. Can't answer. You killed me, Smalls. Blah, I'm dead. Who shot me? ? What? I'm the one who's dead from betrayal. I'm dead from drugs. I'm ending the war on drugs and starting the war on autism. I'll be fighting on the side of autism. I'm starting a war on male pollen and baldness. First person I'm killing is Howie Mandel.
No, what I was going to ask you is, so you have to have an international license to drive there?
Yes.
You can't just, like, how does that, sorry, I don't know how that works. I thought that, like,
Typically, you have to go in and pay money. See, the root of everything these days is money. You can do whatever you want, but you got to pay to play. You got to pay the government. Got to let them wet their beaks.
they're that little water thing that picks
up. It's drinking the water.
Oh my God, Mike. It's drinking the water.
Anyways, pretty much.
So that was pretty much the gist of it. The start of it was the gist of it. I thought that was so funny when I was like, I'm going to start a world male pattern baldness.
And then kill Howie Mandel. And then
kill Howie Mandel. I thought that was fantastic. And then, we didn't end up hanging out yesterday. I'm sorry again, Bob.
2 days in a row.
Third day was a charm. Worked like a charm.
Except you can't hang out anytime because you got to go see somebody else.
At four. Well, later in the day. Anyways, have you watched anything else? Played any games?
I've been watching King of the Hill.
Ooh, it's so good.
That's all I watch, and all I play is FGO and other games that are old. Played some good old Dawn of War, classic Dawn of War.
How was that?
It's a good game. Yeah, Dawn of War. I got to play some of the first game, because usually I just go classic Dark Crusade, which is the best one.
Oh, yeah. Bob also got into the same hobby that we have. Now we have a shared, even more shared hobbies.
I'm a plastic printer. You're a filthy resin printer.
You have both. You can't discriminate. You're. Never mind. I was going to say.
I'm a carbon fiber printer. I print carbon fiber. I don't care what you say, because I can print carbon fiber. Can you?
No, that is sweet, though. Can yours do the metal, too?
I think there's that impregnated stuff, but mine's probably too low end to even think about doing that.
Okay. I thought that was cool.
There's the powder ones that are like very similar, and then you cure it, and
it puts
it in actual metal. And then apparently there's also laser printing now, and things are just going to accelerate.
I've been into 3D printing for a while. Bob has finally dipped his beak as some, it's drinking the water, Bob.
Pretty much.
And it's fantastic. I really enjoy it. It's a nice little hobby to have, I think.
Yes. I got mine set up in the garage right now, so I'll have to start fires out there to do stuff. That'll keep things away.
I was just going
to
ask, like, does resin freeze?
I think it will freeze at some point, yes.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. That's what I have mine out in the shop. But, yeah.
So far, it's been above zero. When it gets to that point, I'll have to take the stuff inside and just leave the rest of it out there.
Make a little 3D printing shop in the house.
Oh, no, I'll still do it out there, but I'll still just go and get things warm before I take stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, that's wicked. No.
It'll keep the fumes away. Keep the fumes from putting people in tombs.
What's CO2? Why am I sleepy? So, yeah. Anyways, it's kind of just a little update. Where you got more stuff planned for our Warhammer stuff?
Yes, but I imagine my part will take a bit because I'm on a hiatus.
No, that's fine. We can...
I'm going to go get some of the exclusive only Japanese Warhammer items.
Is there a Samurai Warhammer set?
Might be, not that I've looked at.
No, I thought that would be kind of
cool. They got a Space Marine Heroes line, which is just Space Marines that you can only get in Japan or get them on eBay from Japanese people selling them.
That's kind of cool. I like that Japan has a lot of like very like unique stuff that you can only get from Japan, I find. Whereas like other countries try and do that, but they don't do it as well as Japan. I think Japan just has like the people for it. You know what I mean? Like the amount of people to run those specific lines.
Or possibly they have the fandom, the people that have the drive and the passion for what they like.
Yeah. No, it's kind of awesome.
Those are these filthy North American casuals.
Bob, I feel like that was a slight against me, maybe.
unless you identify some sort of casual person, I don't see how it could be.
Some sort of filthy casual? Maybe ASMR casual?
I don't know. I refuse to Google that to see what it is.
Yeah.
I will just be happy to remain ignorant of what that stands for.
Erotic. Sensual material. Yeah. No, I messed it up. Never mind.
Well, that's getting cut.
Well, we're going live. We're doing it fucking live.
What is this, Fox News?
Did you ever see that guy lose his shit?
Yeah, I've seen the video. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
What do you mean? Fuck it. Fuck it, we're doing it live. Anyways, that was a lot of cussing. Yeah, I'm going to leave that in too.
Excellent.
Yeah,
we're a little risque sometimes on this podcast.
True, it's risque.
Because we like to swear like sailors.
Yeah, barnacles.
Scott, I'd like you not to burn the whole operation down when I'm in the Orient.
Bob? I'm just going to FaceTime Bob. I'm going to be like, little problem here.
I burned everything down.
Everything's on fire. I don't know what to do. Put it out.
I'm looking into this because I'm curious. Like, there's a chance of going over to, like, Busan for the day, which would be going to Ooh. South Korea for the day. The question is, if you go to South Korea, could you get back?
I don't see why not.
When it comes down to, like, passports and whatnot.
I don't know. Take a boat.
That is, it's a 3-hour ferry ride over.
That's it.
Yes. I'll show you on a map, like, the tip end of South Korea and Kyushu is like, it's like that.
It's like a little tiny bit. He's using his fingers in reference and it's a little tiny bit.
It's like when I'm up standing on Hokkaido, it's like, you're like, you could see Russia. You're like, what is that? Oh my God, that's Russia.
Well, I heard like at the very, what is it? Northeastern, whatever. Anyways, the very northern tip of Alaska, you can see Russia.
I wouldn't doubt it. Like, Sarah Palin can see it just from her house.
She also sees moose up there.
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
I don't know. I just, big fan of Sarah Palin, Bob. I don't know. She talks about moose. I'm happy. So, yeah. Bob will be gone. Maybe, so we have two or three more episodes on the Warhammer stuff. We have lore to cover. We have rules to cover.
Actually, we should, maybe if we got time today, I could run a Fernie. I'll show you if I can get it set up. I can show you Pariah Nexus and see what you think of that.
What's that?
It's just a 3-episode thing they did on Warhammer Plus, their streaming app. They got a lot of videos and movies they've put out lately.
That's on the Warhammer?
App, yes.
App. Okay. Or I can watch it while you're gone and we can do it then.
We'll see what goes on with this and we'll get back. Anyways,
but yeah, if not, maybe what we can...
Scott's a lorelet. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the dark, grim future of the 41st millennium now that it's the 42nd millennium.
It's crazy to see... So our previous guest, John and Matt, it's crazy to see how like in-depth you guys go into the lore. For me, because like I know what the Flesh Eater's Court. That's it. I don't know about anybody else. I'm like I said before... people that think that they are like the kings and queens and happy people of Neverwinter, whatever, not Neverwinter, you know what I mean. But they're really just deranged psychopath vampire people that eat people's face. That's awesome. That is the coolest lore I've ever heard. To me, I think that's hilarious. They're like death eaters, part of the death squad, whatever. In
the Death Sigma. Boys,
the death killy people. I think that's hilarious. I'm a fan, but I just, yeah, you can like, I could ask you about, hey, what are, like, tell me about the space wolves. I have a space wolf set. I do not know anything about the space wolves.
They're Viking werewolves, essentially. If you boil it down to
yeah.
It. People are like, oh, the space wolves aren't werewolves. Now who's being naive?
Right? See, like, I don't know that stuff. I was like, oh, they must be just regular. They're just guys that, like, didn't fit in. This is what I know. Guys that didn't fit in with the Space Marines. And they kind of, like, branched off and started their own sect.
That's wrong.
It's totally wrong?
100% wrong.
So what did they do?
Okay, so there was Treni Primarchs created by the Emperor, right?
Okay.
And then, for various reasons that I'm not going to get into, when they were little babies, they were thrown through the warp, and they all ended up on different planets.
Okay.
Lemon Ress ended up on Fenris, and he was raised by the wolves on Fenris. But according to Magnus, there are no wolves on Fenris. That's a very
Okay.
So anyway, he was raised by wolves. The people on Fenris after they killed the wolf mother, and his wolf brother stayed with him. Eventually, his legion found him, and he was put in charge of the legion. He said, you know what? I'm just going to start recruiting from Fenris. So Fenris became the homeworld of what was then known as the Space Wolves, and they adopted Fenrisian culture.
See? Like...
But that's the key. There are no wolves on Fenris. All of the wolves, wink, 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 supposedly, all the wolves are former human colonists that were experimented on with the Canix Helix, went too far and became wolves. That is the wink, wink, wink of the joke.
See, that's awesome. I love that you, see, like I said, I don't know much. I think I hear bits and pieces, but then you, like, burst out that. I was like, I could probably ask you about four other subsections of the Primarchs or the Imperial Legion, and you'd be like,
my head is full of useless knowledge.
Blah, 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 blah. Your head is... I'm like that with movies that nobody else has seen. Like, just, I could spew off random shit.
Well, then again, that's just one novel, so maybe there are wolves on Fenris, but the Canix Helix said when you get too much warp energy, it will turn you into a werewolf.
Yeah. So anyways, we will look into that more.
Blood Angels of Vampires.
Bloody. We're going to look into more Warhammer stuff, because I really enjoy doing those episodes.
Black Templars are zealots. Holy zealots.
Holy zealots!
Blood Ravens are loyalists, 100%. There was no civil war, it's fine.
Didn't see a thing here. Not a thing. But yeah, so yeah, we're going to do one of the rules, I believe.
One thing I'd like to notice, I haven't played since they did the 8th nonsense. Basically just got the rules for 9, but nobody wanted to play. The power creep of hero models and other models is absurd.
Oh, really?
Back in 3rd, 4th, 5th, up to that.
Yeah.
Like the Empress Champion model had 2 wounds and 2 base attacks. When you got 1 extra attack for having a bolt pistol and a sword. So you had 3 attacks, 4 on a charge. You know how many attacks the Empress Champion has now?
Man.
It's like, it depends. You can either do a sweeping motion with the sword, or you either get like 7 attacks or 10 attacks, different strength profiles. It's not a consistent weapon scale anymore.
It's crazy.
The rules, and now you want a lower leadership score. Like before, you wanted a high leadership score. Now the lower is better.
I need to roll 97 dice and see if I'm hitting on 6s.
He's either got 4 or 5 wounds now, too, the Emperor's Champion. And the points cost is less than it was before. He's got more wounds and more attacks. The power creep for this is absurd.
But the nice thing is everything is power creep, though.
Yeah, but like, so yeah, you're just rolling more dice. You're rolling more dice for everything.
I think it's kind of like the microtransaction trend, where it was like, the more microtransactions you have, the better the game will be. You know what I mean? The more dice you have, the better the game will be. But I'm sure that it'll regress again back into slow.
Well, we'll see. I'd like to see some games with 10th and play some games.
Yeah.
The fact that they've simplified the rules is a double edged sword, because, like, there used to be way, way more options, basically, for squads.
I've heard
and
that.
And now, basically, every squad is just like, you get no options, and every squad is its own little entry, and that's what you get. And it's like, before, you, instead of having all these different Space Marine squads, like, with different guns, they would just have, like, a tactical squad, and you could take these options, whatever options you want.
Oh, okay.
It was more flexibility and choice. Yeah. Now everything's just cookie cutter, this.
I gotcha.
It's Matt a consequence of dumbing things down.
Matt was also telling me about there's like a RPG style.
Oh, there's a couple different RPGs for Warhammer.
That sounds super interesting, where you like grow your army from like one unit or like a few units, and then you just build it over time, playing against each other. I was like, that sounds like a really fun idea too.
I have a bunch of Death Watch books too.
Oh, do you? Is that Death Watch or no? Death Watch is like the small army fights, isn't it?
No, I think you're thinking of Kill Team.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Death Watch is just a role-playing game about the Death Watch, which is a group of all these different Space Marines from different chapters coming together to form the Death Watch, which is the anti-Xenos wing of the Inquisition.
Okay, that was a lot of words. I didn't... Xeno wing?
Xenos.
Xenos wing. Okay, so we'll get into this more.
Xenos wing.
We'll get into this
more. There's the anti... witch, anti-demon, and anti-alien are the big three.
And the anti-muggle.
Everybody.
For all the Harry Potter
Everybody fans. Loves the muggles. They hate the witches.
But yeah, no, so next time we get together, I'd like to sit down. We could do another Warhammer one. We can crush one of those out.
We should probably get you.
Me and you should play a game one of these days.
I'm ready for that. I have my Blood Ravens ready and my Tyranids ready-ish.
When you come back from the Orient, we'll get together for a game.
I'll destroy you no matter what army you use. I'm just that good.
I want a 2,000-point army against a 100-point army.
I'm just that good. I'll hide behind a bush and just wait. Every time you come in, I'll just hit you. I'll break your squad, delete them, and get back behind the bushes.
I'm gonna bring the boys.
Orcs?
Yeah, I'm going to bring the orcs. Just drive a crusher truck into you.
You don't have orcs. You got dead space zombies. I got more sprues I got to bring up. I got to try not to forget about that. Got to get you painting.
Well, for the BNS Awesome Podcast, this has been... I really enjoyed this episode.
It's a very, very relaxed episode of complaining, which is what we're the best at.
It's very, like... It was good. It was good. We'll just go with it. It was good. Yeah.
I will see you once I return from the Orient.
Konnichiwa. No, wait. Wait, what's goodbye?
Au revoir.
That's French, Bob. What's goodbye?
It's the opposite of Ohio.
Oh, no?
Excellent. I'm Bob with the BNS Awesome Podcast.
That was French class with Scott from the BNS Awesome Podcast.